And we're going to go now to the New York Stock Exchange to get a sense of what it was like on the floor during the Dow's panicked free fall from someone who was there. Ted Weisberg is president of Seaport Securities and a seasoned trader. Welcome back to the program, Ted.
Thank you.
And tell us, around about 2:45 Eastern time, what was it like in your workplace?
Well, I mean, we when you get days like today, the focus clearly is the averages, and the level of activity picks up dramatically. And the emotional juices start to flow more than on a normal day. And I think folks just looked in amazement when they saw that dramatic drop in the Dow. But I think that we have learned to live in this age of electronic trading, where so much of the trading activity, whether it's a fat finger trade or call it what you will, are driven by algorithms and computers and not by human beings necessarily making fundamental buy-sell decisions I think the assumption was that there was it was in fact a fat finger trade. I don't think anybody really thought it was directly related to the events in Greece, as difficult and as negative as they might be at the moment.
So you're saying that it was the computers that were panicking. It wasn't the human beings on the floor of the exchange.
Well, the computers are run by people.
I see.
The computers are run by people. The people program the computers. They do the algorithmic trading. It doesn't matter where the keys are on the computer. Most keyboards are the same, and those people with fat fingers are going to continue to make those mistakes.
Well, Ted, was there a time this afternoon after the Dow had gone down, I think it was 700 points within the space of 10 minutes, was there a time when you wondered, is it going to lose 2,000, 3,000 points in one day?
No, I know it's with the benefit of 20/20 hindsight that I'll respond to that question. But no, I don't think so. It happened so fast. I think most folks thought it was really computer-driven, not fundamentally driven. I mean, Greece, as disturbing as it is, I mean, that news has been around for a number of weeks now. Perhaps it's a little worse at the moment than it might have been a week or 2 weeks ago, but I think the markets have basically been dealing with that and sort of a negative way. No, I think it was mechanical, and I think most people that were inability to do so probably saw that sell-off as a buying opportunity, not as a selling opportunity.
So when the market reopens tomorrow, you wouldn't expect lots of investors to head for cash based on what happened today, that scary period today?
Well, I mean, I hope not, because, listen, the markets are not rational no matter what is going on. And clearly there are issues in Europe, particularly with Greece and some of these other countries. The economy in the U.S., on the other hand, is doing better. Corporate earnings have been terrific, first quarter earnings. So there's a lot of good things going on. But I think one of the problems that all investors have today is that so much of our market action is influenced by computer trading. 70% of the daily volume, give or take a few percentage points, is driven by high-frequency trading. It has nothing to do with fundamentals, absolutely nothing. And so if you're sitting at home in the middle of the country and you're watching the market go down 700 points in a few minutes, I wouldn't blame you if it scared you to death, and maybe that would trigger a reaction, and maybe the wrong reaction, because you're going to want to sell because you panic.
Well,
hopefully people are hopefully grounded enough to realize that a lot of what we see is not driven by fundamentals, but driven
Ted,
by mechanics.
Thank you so much for talking with us about it today. Ted Weisberg of Seaport Securities.